Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's that time of the week again, the Rugby League rant, fifth and last. Put on your headgear, chuck in your mouth guard, and get ready for an hour of nothing but NRL talk. We said we'd be back, and we are back. It's starting to get into the business time. It is the previews, Brock.
The business time.
It's business time, mate. It's time to get down to business.
Yeah, you're right.
Season previews.
I've got a slab in front of me. I can't read, but I've got a lot of paper in front of me.
Yeah, I got plenty, and it's all handwritten because I live in the Stone Age. I don't like technology.
Yeah, you got too much.
He's got the opposite. He's got computers, and he's just copy and pasted everything. It works.
Copy and pasted, please.
It's worked.
Please.
Simple format. I think anyone that's listened to the last 2 years and how this works, the previews we run through in two parts. We do how the ladder finished. So 16th up to 9th is the first part. The second part, we do the top eight, but not in the order they finished as far as round 26. We do by order of elimination in the finals. We go through gains and losses for each team.
It's not the Premier League, is it?
Nah.
So there you go. That's why. Anyone that wants to complain...
Yeah.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Pretty much. So we look at the team's gains and losses, thoughts on 2014, pretty much a quick thought on that. This year's thoughts, what's going to happen in 2015, any young guns, any players, all that kind of jazz, and then obviously the finish, and we build our ladder as we do every year. Our predictions, who's going to be 16th and get the spoon, and who's going to be first to win the minor premiership and possibly win the premiership. And at the end of it, everything, we have our premiers, our minor premiers, Spooners, our dark horse, our slider, our biggest improver, Dalian medalist, top point scorer, top try scorer, and as we go along, obviously Brock, you're barred from all betting and everything.
He's gone.
He's not contributing to that sort of things anymore. It's purely me.
No over-unders, no nothing.
I'm now the gambling diva.
Cold turkey.
Sporting Bet, or William Hill as it will be known in the next few weeks. Thanks for coming on board again. Helped us raise $2,700 last year for our charity of choice, which was the Starlight Foundation. They're back this year. Look out for the free bets. And obviously during this preview, I'll be giving odds for each team on that and the overs, unders as far as wins are concerned for each team for this year. But kicking things off, Brock, last place last year was the Cronulla Sharks. They finished 16th. They had the worst attack in the comp. They were third last in defence. They had 5 wins, 19 losses.
Well, tell me a team that's had a worst season ever since you've started watching rugby league at when you're near height of grasshopper.
Ugh.
You could think of some of the Gold Coast Seagulls,
the Crashers, or anyone that's...
Or maybe the Western Reds, back when MG was running amok over there.
The Mariners, anyone like that. I can't remember how they finished that. But yeah, I can't remember.
You probably have to go to like A-League to have a look at teams that have sucked the bag.
North Queensland Fury.
Yeah, something like that. Or the NBL.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Or like the Sydney Thunder.
Well, what do you do? It was a continuation of Asada. That by, you know, around 6 or 7, we looked at it. That are on Fox Sports one day, a photo of who was injured. It was literally their starting side plus benches.
Yeah.
They used the most players in the competition last year. I forgot to write those down. I lost that link, but it was a ridiculous amount.
Well, that's why they came last.
Close to 40
because
players.
The correlation between players used and finishing position on the table is very, very close.
Yeah, also that, and your best player pissing his mouth doesn't exactly help you either. You know, that always hurts. But on the flip side of that, you look at...
The weed didn't go in his mouth, but...
No, they didn't. Definitely not. You look at the upside of that, they, found kids like Jacob Gagan, New Brown, obviously Valentine Holmes come in, Fecky and a couple of those guys stand up, Letelier had a big year, so, the positives that have come out at the end of the day, you have to look at them, they overcome the negatives. And the Asada situation's been resolved, they got to keep Andrew Fafita after that little controversy, and they've signed pretty well, actually, this year.
I don't agree or disagree with that. I think they've sort of signed fairly well, I guess, but Michael Ennis, he's getting old. Ben Barber.
Yeah, but look what they lost.
Barber's in a spiral. He's sort of only had really the one breakout year where he won the Dalian medal. And they let they let go Michael Leisha. But the one buy for me, the one that I want to point out, Jack Bird. I saw him play Harold Matts in 2010, and he's just had a rapid rise ever since. He's just dominated every grade. I think he went pretty well in the nines.
He did. He went very well. He's one of the best players up
there. So he'll, yeah.
Well, I love he'll be good. I love New Brown. I'm a big fan of Vitelli as well.
Thought he'd New Brown, what happened with his knee? It's all clear. He's going to be all right.
Well, that was the thing. I never heard a word after that.
Yeah, I heard that it was potentially serious, so...
Yeah, if he's not playing... Oh, because I was going to say, everyone's saying Barb and Robson are going to start. You've got to get rid of Robson. It's past that point now.
Who's going to play in the halves?
If you want to go forward, it's no longer about being steady. Steady's not good enough.
Brown and Barber.
Brown's got to play. Brown's a first grader. I'm sick of this. Oh, yeah, he's steady. Yeah, so what? He's steady.
Brown and Barber. Mm. No, your halves.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
If Barber's playing like a bastard, put Robson back in. New Brown last year was the best player they had.
Poor old Jeff. He just gets beaten up, Jeff. Anyone, he does the right thing.
Anyone that's a Sharks fan, if they watched the last 10 games or whatever last year before New hurt his knee near the end, he was one of their best players week in, week out.
Well, for me, Ben Barber's not a 5'8". He's not a half.
No, he's not a half, and he has to defend like one too.
I think you put him at fullback, put Gordon on the wing, and play New Brown and Jeff Robson. That's what I'd do.
Well, I'm also at that point where I've got Holmes here probably listed on the wing, but I'd be more tempted to tell Gordon his time's over. He goes on the wing, and I have Valentine Holmes play as a fullback.
You could do that.
Because I watched him at the nines, and it showed...
You're going to play Barber. You're going to play Barber at 5'8".
I'd leave him at 6. Yeah. If things go well, you might shuffle it later on in the year. But you've got good centres. You've got Letelli and you've got Beal, so I wouldn't be putting Gordon there. He can go on a wing. Fecky's got to be on the other wing. People are saying Mitch Brown, who came out from the Bulldogs, is solid, but I'd leave Fecky.
Fecky's angry.
Fecky's a great player, good in yardage. The forward pack, as usual, pretty good looking. Fifita should be back healthy. Big Taggers, he's hot and cold, but Wade Graham's been good. I think it's time to part ways with Luke Lewis, to be honest, as far as injuries are concerned. Tupou, Heinington, these kind of guys getting around. Jack Bird needs to find his way under the bench or either a starting role by middle of the year, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of getting to that point for them. You look at depth, backline not too bad. Gagan was pretty good last year. Gardner, Sammy Salima come down from Canberra. Ashford, he was terrible last year, but Kyle Stanley come over, he's been injury prone. Spine, not much depth there, really. I suppose, like I said, Robson or New Brown, one of them's probably going to miss out because they're paying Barber way too much for him to not be playing. And forward pack, they got a Rona, Rakika, Pryor, Salama Huma, I think his name is. I can't pronounce it. He came over from the Roosters. So depth, not bad, not great.
Am I right that Jason Bakui's gone back to Cronulla?
Yeah, Bakui's back. He's a good player.
Mm.
Tupou, you know, even though he'll probably start on the bench, he'll be injured straight away. Him and Luke Lewis, they'll rotate who's out week in, week out.
And Kyle Stanley.
Gal will get suspended or do something stupid, and then he'll play Origin.
Well, he should have been suspended for what he did the other night.
Mm. So looking at that side of things, yeah. Yes. Recruitment not bad. Like I said, losses. They lost Carney, lost Leisha. Some of the other ones not really massive.
I think we've dribbled on long enough.
About a lot of those guys. But, you know, coach is back. They've got some players on board. I don't mind, like I said, if New Brown's there and Barber plays well, I think they've got a better back line. Their forward pack's always good. Innes would be stable. A lot of people are throwing them up as a dark horse, but I can't really see it. I think they will miss the 8 just. I've got them finishing 9th.
I've got them finishing 11th.
Alrighty. Well, as far as odds go, thanks to sportingbet.com or williamhill.com, or you can also go on Centrebet and Tom Waterhouse. They're all under the same banner. The Sharks will be the premiers, $26. Minor premiers, $26 also. Top 4, they're paying $5. Top 8, $2.25. To miss the 8, $1.60. And their wins, 11.5. So pretty much they're either going to win 12 or less. If you want to go 12 wins or more, $1.80. If you want to go under that, it is $1.95. So moving on to 15th place from last year, that was the Canberra Raiders. 11th in attack, and they were second last in defence, which is probably their biggest downfall. 8 wins, 16 losses.
I can't find many positives.
No.
I'm scratching my head as to how they won 8 games last year.
I'm
serious.
They seriously have these moments, though.
They fluke to win over the Storm.
They have a week where they just click and they'll shred someone in attack or pull a few arsey tries out, and then, yeah, they just play like bastards for 4
And
weeks.
They've bought no one.
Well, I think Austin's a great boy, but I don't think he's enough.
Yeah, but he's untested. He had a good back end of the year. He's yet to play like a full season.
No, he played 16 games, 18 games, last year, and he played very bloody well in a team that was very poor.
Yeah.
So, to me, I think he'll have another
good
year.
Well, the jury's out. He's now in a spot where you're going to get found out.
Yeah, because he's got no one with him. That's why he's going to get found out.
Otherwise, like, who are their buyers? Walker and Frank Paul.
Yeah, well, they didn't need a winger. They've got a million kids. That was my biggest thing, that I go, you buy a Walker, but you've got Edric Lee, Branko Lee, Rapana, Ahern, Heffernan. They've got a million of these kids. That one confused me, to be honest.
And they've lost a heap. They've lost a stack. I don't know. They're going to rely on their kids. If their kids are good enough,
Milford was their best player. He's gone. Campese moving on is not a big thing. Allwood was a great product, but they let him go. Robinson left.
No, I disagree. I don't think Milford was even in their top three. I thought Croker was good.
Croker and Vaughan were good. Best two players every week. And Fensom is too, but they need a big year out of Papali.
Mm.
And I knew Asala needs to step his game up. He's gone down there on big coin. He's the gun signing. He needs to play well.
Yeah,
and Sio Soliola, he wasn't so-so when he was here, but it's been a long time. I don't know he can come back and transition.
He can't. It's been proven. Like, tell me how many players have gone to Super League and come back and dominated.
And the other thing is the halfback battle. They're talking about Cornish or Williams. Williams has been thrown around the washing machine. I hope he gets a decent crack at it this time, not two games and get dropped because everyone else has done awful.
Mate, he led him to the finals.
He played well in the finals. And they punted him.
Yeah.
And then Cornish last year didn't get a game, and they're like, oh, we're not sure. I'm like, well, how can you be sure? You've got to give him a start.
Yeah, work that out. I don't know.
So Austin's got to figure out a halves partner. Croker will be a solid. I think the other centre, that was the other issue. The centre, probably Hawkins. He got re-signed the other day. He'll probably get that spot. Spine's an issue altogether, though. The halfback's going to be up and down. That Hodgson, I don't know much about, and I wasn't really a big fan during the Four Nations, to be honest. I thought the other hooker, Darryl Clarke, for England, was a lot better than he was. And the fullback spot, Jack Whiten's been training there, but you can't immediately...
He's not a fullback.
...assume that that's going to, you know, solve the problem with the back. But the forward pack, you know, Shillington will probably hold that spot. New Asala probably have to play tight. Him or Papali's got to be the other front row now. Soliola will probably be a back row. And then they've got Vorney and Boydie off the bench. That's probably one of the best things they've got going for him.
Mm.
Two front rowers. And Fensom's fresh off an injury, but... you know, depth again, I can say millions of kids' names to watch out. Like, look out for Tevita Pangai. You know, he's a pretty good player. He's
pretty big, too.
Jared Kennedy, someone that I'd probably like to see somewhere in there. I don't know if he will be or not, but his little brother Reese is there now. Jeff Lynch, he was injured last year. Patrick Mago, there's some really good young forwards. Hopefully some of them get game time this year. And, yeah, bar that, I can't really say anyone else. Most people know about the other kids. They've all seen first grade or been on the fringe, but yep. Recruitment, like you said, not great. I think Austin's the best thing that's happened to him, but there's not enough there. There's not enough depth. Nothing's really changed. They really need to get on the market. They've surely got some money.
Who are they going to buy?
I know, that's the thing.
Who's going to go there?
We say it all the time. They have to pay overs to get people down.
They should offer Kieran Foran 1.5 a year.
Yeah, they should.
Because that's what they need someone like.
Should offer him the AIS. Say you can have it. You can have that. We'll give you a statue at Canberra Stadium before you play a game. Just come down here.
Because they're not happy getting Cherry Evans.
No.
He wants the beach lifestyle. Foran, maybe. He's an angry Kiwi. He might like the cold.
He might like the cold, yeah. Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, well, they seriously need to step up this year. Papali needs to lead from the front. New Asala, they've got a couple of guys like that. Hodgson, these guys are supposedly internationals. Shillington reckons he can still play rep football. They need a miracle, to be honest. All those guys need to pull their heads together. Austin needs a platform. Williams needs time, or Cornish. Either one of them, they've got to give time to.
Mm.
But, yeah, I don't see many good things here. What have you got them finishing?
Last.
You've got them last. I wanted to pick the Titans, but after sitting down and looking at the rosters, I went the Raiders.
No hope.
But if the Titans did, I still wouldn't be surprised.
The Raiders wouldn't make the eight in the Super League.
Ruthless.
Oh, I'm serious.
Very, very ruthless. Oh, I forgot the odds here. My bad.
Yeah, you do the odds.
Yeah.
It's taking you 10 minutes to stuff something up.
The Premiers, $81. If you want to do the minor Premiers.
$81? Mate, ring me, I'll give you 801 to one.
$151 to be the minor Premiers. Top four, they're $17. Top eight, they're $4.25. To miss the eight, $1.20. And their wins, I think this is probably your best bet, but it's already shortened in. 5.5, so to win 6 games or more, they're $1.52. If you reckon they'll go under, so win 5 or less, they're $2.45. But, yeah, that's brought to you by sportingbet.com.
It's going to be a cold old seasoning.
And game, speaking of the Titans, we move on to them now. Last year, second last in attack, 11th in defence, 9 wins, 15 losses. You like Neil Henry?
I like him. I like, he's cleared out a lot of dead.
You know what? Well, I tell you what I don't like. He let Albert Kelly go. So straight away, Neil's on my bad side.
Loose cannon.
Yeah. All right.
Could play. Cool. Loose cannon.
Well, that's what you need. You need football players.
No.
So straight away.
I like Caesar. Caesar's good enough.
I like Caesar too.
Caesar's in the top 10 halves in the comp.
Mortimer's not enough to help him.
No, I've got my other kid, Elgie. He'll play.
They weren't going to sign him until they found out Manly were going to buy him. And then they kept him.
He'll play this
year. They're stupid. Club's so poorly run, it's ridiculous. I need to sort that out real quick.
We do, you're right.
You know,
we've got no money.
I didn't mind the recruitment, I must be honest. I like Lachlan Burr from the Bulldogs. He's another one like Carter before he got fired for his drinking misdemeanor that was stuck behind a million forwards at the Bulldogs. Hoffman I like, but again, he doesn't ball play. You know what you're going to get from the back, though. He's going to run back a school of miles now. You know, Huller, I'm not really a big fan of. He's been injured too much. Mosley from Penrith, I don't mind, but defensively, I think he's a bit small. But I do like Simpkins and Robertson from Penrith. I'll give them both a rap. I reckon they'll see some time. And that's an ageing back row, and they get injuries and they have origins. So I think they're pretty good replacements.
Yeah.
What else do you look at this team? Do you think Falloon will start and Mosley come off the bench?
No, Mosley will start.
What, you reckon he'll start straight away?
Oh, I hope he does.
Well, they've been talking about defensive issues, so I don't know if you'd be able to just chuck him straight out there.
Put Greg Bird there.
Put Greg Bird at nine. Jesus Christ.
Just stack the side up. Put Bo Taylor there. He gets a half anyway.
My other issue is front row. Like, I know Douglas is reliable, but he's not that great. Ryan James needs to have a big year after being injured all last year.
I say this every year.
Holland is, like, they bought him, but he's never healthy. And Matt White is ordinary.
Yeah, he is.
Like, I don't mind Ioane.
He likes to drink schooners.
But Ioane goes in and out as well. So that's my biggest issue looking at this, the props.
Give Dave Taylor the eight.
Yeah, mate, it's not going to. He's still going to kick and chip and put grubbers in. The best game he played last year is when they put him in the centres and he made almost 300 metres. He was the happiest he's ever been.
Yeah.
But that's the other issue. Look at the back line in the centres.
In everybody preview, in every preview magazine, Dave Taylor's listed as a back row prop.
Yeah.
Tell me the last time he played prop.
He's never played prop. He should be listed as 5'8 centre, then back row, because that's what he thinks he plays. He kicks and passes more than he does anything else.
Ridiculous behaviour.
Zillman will probably end up in the centres, but even that, I'm not really a big fan of. Don, they're talking that Gordon's on the outer, so Don's going to get that wing spot.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems. You can see why I was kind of looking thinking you might have an issue.
No, I just think we're going to be better coached. We're going to be fitter. I think we got rid of probably 75% of the deadwood. Brought in a couple of players that I like.
He brought in Pettibourne as well, so there's probably a little bit of depth.
I think we're younger. It wouldn't surprise me if they... had a crack at the eighth.
Probably the only thing. The
I've
only
got
thing,
them finishing 15th. So.
Yeah, well, I was going to say they're finishing 15th, mate. But the biggest upside.
I think they can make the eight. Any side in the NRL, really. Apart from
if Mortimer's going ordinary, LG has to get a go. You don't win 20s player of the year by any mistake in a team that come almost second last.
What have we got to lose? Half. Just put him in.
Yeah, I'm saying that. Look at the situation he come from. He won player of the year.
He probably won't play for the first six rounds unless there's an injury. Mm. They'll probably just ease him in and. Because you can win a lot of games just playing boring as batshit for the first six games.
Well, Caesar needs to stay healthy. Ryan James needs to stay healthy. And the origin back row is at pure...
Yeah, but Ryan James needs to actually do something as well.
He's injured all last year. What do you want him to do?
He wasn't injured all year.
The back end of the year before that, he killed
was sensational,
him. And then he got hurt. But when you're injured, you're generally not confident or you're coming back early.
Well, the real Ryan James, please.
That's what I'm saying, but he's got no excuses now. He's healthy. Now we need to see Ryan James. We need Caesar to get his confidence back after his origin. He was injured from round one. He never played. What do you want him to do?
Not be injured.
Yeah. Play good. Well, I can't fix that, mate. I'm not a doctor, all right? And Roberts needs to stay off the cans and he'll have a good year. All right? But I really do hope that Lachlan Burr gets some game time. Mosley, Robinson, Simpkins. And I really hope the three origin back rows, the supposed back rows that don't play...
We haven't spoken about
that don't play
the best
for you.
Player in this team.
Who?
Aiden Caesar. Man crush.
I have.
Massive man crush on been? Aiden Caesar. He's a gun.
I know you do.
Gun.
I thought he would
give us DCE and we're top four.
With two halves, yeah, you probably got a chance.
Yeah.
You still need to get rid of Zillman, Matt White and plenty of other players.
Correct. I think Neil Henry's blood's in the water.
But I'm just throwing this out there to finish it. Dave Taylor, Bird and Nate Miles, how about you please stand up? They only play Origin or Rec games and you don't play for the Titans.
Correct.
Your shoe-ins for Origin, good on you, but actually have a go for the Titans.
They're the biggest,
most overplayed blokes in the club.
Been a fan. You're like, man, standalone Origin, bring it on.
Yeah.
Because maybe then they won't put all their effort into Origin.
Play for the Titans. Just remember that.
Something.
Both got on 15th, so yeah, not much going on there. Premier, $67. To be the minor premiers, $126. Top four, $15. Top eight, $4. To miss the out, $1.22. Over-unders, 7.5. So if they win over 8 games, you get $1.95 for the over. Under that, so 7 or less, you get $1.80. Not reading too good for the Titans.
Not reading too good?
No. Yeah, West Tigers, you seem to have a bit of a soft spot for them, I think, this year. But 14th in attack last year, the worst defensive side. 10 wins, 14 losses. Finished the year like absolute bastards. They would have been the wooden spooners if the Farrah issue hit any earlier. And all the injuries, obviously.
They had cancer in their club last year.
They were going okay. A lot more than cancer.
They had cancer, and a lot of their young kids got injured.
Yeah, they did.
They've got a good young side.
They mowed the Bulldogs, and then Robbie Farah hit his fan on the wall, and everything hit it about the kids and this and that and Mayo.
Yeah, but that's not an off-field issue.
Toileted.
That's an off-field issue.
I know, but
so
after
you
that,
get the on-field sorted, flushed. They're good.
I still think that he needs to pull his head in. I'm not a fan of Robbie Farah at all. I really am not.
That's irrelevant. He's lucky. He can play.
For New South Wales, I'll give him some credit there, or a little bit of leeway. But what he's done this situation, this year, he better pull his head in. Play football, keep your mouth shut, help the kids out. They obviously need to stay healthy. I think Brooks needs to step things up defensively. Last year, again, finished with the most missed tackles. Him and Moses are both going to get targeted in that department, there's no doubt about. Chris Lawrence is still on his Tim Shanes contract, but he's ending at the end of this year. He needs to actually do something, stay healthy, or
he'll either produce or he'll be gone.
Nofaluma, Simona, these guys need to stay healthy. Tedesco, all the names I'm bringing up, they all just get hurt. Sirena needs to stay healthy. They do. Every one of them has been injured. They all need to stay healthy. Otherwise, they are going to finish very, very low on the ladder. The only upside I can bring up is they have a million kids, but that's a problem. It's one thing to keep having kids. It's another thing to keep healthy or produce someone.
Yeah, but it's been two or three years we've been saying that, and I think this is the year you'll see
them. They've got more, is what I'm saying. These guys have been in first grade. They haven't been healthy. They need to produce, but what's behind them? Asapeli Fino, Deloise Hoyta, they've got a couple of outside backs. Watson Halida, they brought over Naguama, Chance Penny from Newcastle, so they've got a lot of kids there. We saw Rowe in the spine. Mania Cherrington killed the Nines, the hooker.
Yeah.
He's a good player. Tamara Martin.
I watched him on the weekend, actually. We had a trial against the Tigers and watched New South Wales Cup side go around, and they rolled over Penrith, who won the comp last year.
Well, Mania Cherrington's a good player. Tamara Martin, they had the 5 out of the year. Salesi Funaki, he was awesome in the Nines, and he's a big boy. Leo Lavave, he's a great player. Dallas Graham. So again, love it. The one you love with the crew cut. They've got a million of these kids ready to go.
I give you a crew cut.
And I'm at the point where I'm looking at the bench, actually, after what's left. People have been naming Buchanan, Galloway. To be honest, I'd punt Galloway. I have no idea how he got a contract after all these injuries. He's got no leg speed left. His bump's terrible.
I'll tell you what, if the Tigers punt him, Penrith might pick him up because Gus loves him.
Oh.
Keithy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Woodsy should be partnered by Lodge. I'd start Lodge straight away.
Lodge had an off-field incident. He was playing cup as well on the weekend.
Yeah, well, I think he's too good.
His biggest issue is behave himself.
That's what I'm saying. He can play football.
Come on, Lodge.
He killed it in his couple of games last year. Yeah. I'd have him in there, or like, because Tapau's too good off the bench for impact. You got to keep Tapau there. Sam Anafunga, I'd probably have on there, but Galloway, Buchanan have been named on a lot. A lot of people have picked 4 prop benches. I'd be more likely to start looking at these kids. If I could get Leo Lavave a game or bring Mania in there at some point around Origin, things like that, I'd be looking towards doing that. Kyle Lovett, Celesi Funaki, these guys are young, they're powerful, they're big, they've got leg speed, they've got bump. Galloway, yeah, probably on the ropes for me, and Buchanan out. I'd be going with some of this young blood.
Yeah.
But in the halves, great if they can stay healthy.
I just look at one, James Tedesco, 6'7", Moses Brooks, and 9. Spine's brilliant,
but will they stay healthy?
We don't know whether they're going to stay healthy.
Is Tedesco going to spontaneously combust into thin air? I don't know. That's kind of the point we're at.
He can play.
Is Brooks not going to have something hampering him for the whole year?
Look, I've got him climbing the table. I don't have him climbing quite as high as Kevin Aguama's hair, but I've got him finishing. Where have I got him? I've got him 10th.
Mate, if they could stay healthy, I think they'd be a legitimate chance of making the 8. But I can't see health again. They just seem to always have them squealing injuries, little niggles, and then they turn into big problems. I've got them finishing 13.
And I've got it on pretty good mail that Kevin Aguama's not cutting his hair all season.
Oh.
So we're going to see that hair's going to grow and grow.
So he's going to get slower.
And it's going to probably become more entertaining than some NRL games.
So he's going to get slower and slower from wind resistance, and it's going to turn into a huge battering ram when he ducks down and hits someone in the gut.
I love it. Bring it.
Yeah. Well, just youth. They've got to go young blood. Siren and all these blokes need to stay healthy. I think Sue, Akawala, Lodge, all these guys are going to get more time. Galloway out, Buchanan out, Tapau, Simona Fongo, Leo Lavave, get all these blokes in. And Chris Lawrence, contract time, baby, time to play. Let's see something.
Oh, stop it.
Odds for them, Premier is $41. Minor Premier is $101. To make the top 4, $13. Top 8, $3.25. To miss the 8, they're $1.30. Win, 7.5. Over that, you get $1.70. Under that, you get $2.10 thanks to sportingbet.com. The Newcastle Knights.
Your favourite team.
Yeah. Cousin Gary. He'll
be out there listening.
Look forward to seeing your Origin team again when it's got 9 Newcastle players in it, even though they're coming second last or something like that.
Stop it. He's still confused at why Jarrod Mullen hasn't been picked for Origin the last 5 years.
Oh, well.
Bring back Danny.
Just have to have a moment here to regain myself. You know.
Got him.
Wayne Bennett's gone. Probably a good thing, the way things were working out there. It's, yeah, massive clean-out happened last year. Darius Boyd went with him. He followed Daddy. Dobson left. Hilda gone. Mason out. Mantolato. Oh, Minto. Penny. Tahu. Waddell. Williame. Cuthbertson. They pretty much cleaned out big time. That they didn't bring much in.
They put no one in.
Tarek Sims came in, so that's not a bad thing.
That's a great
thing. Stockwell, I don't think, is a bad boy either, to be honest, because he wasn't getting enough time. Tua Mavave from the Warriors showed some flashes, but hasn't really solidified himself. He's been played at fullback, centre 5'8". Probably a good depth buy, but, yeah, I'm not too sure.
This wasn't Sam Matarora. Didn't Sam Matarora go there because of Bennett?
He picked him up middle of the year, and Bennett thought he'd get his typical magic, like, I can bring anyone with me, and he was just like, nah, I just want an opportunity. So he stayed.
He's been left without Daddy.
So Matarora just, you know, took the free ride. Thumbs up to you, champ. Former teammate. Not a bad bloke either. The back line is the best thing.
They had a season rivaling the Sharks last year.
That was pretty close. You know what changed everything? The back end of the year, when he said he was going, and they just chucked the plan out the window. 1-7, I said that a million times last year.
They were one of the best sides.
1-7. When things got loose, and Leilua and Gagai are running wild, and Memo was there, and Matatee was in, and then I was playing loose, and I was playing natural footy. They beat Melbourne. That was probably one of the best wins of the year.
Yeah, that was on the belt, wasn't it?
Yeah, when they let the reins go and let the football fly, they're outstanding. And a Roberts in the halves, I get sick of people.
I think Rick Stone's record suggests, and the way that he likes to coach, suggests that they'll do that.
And you know what I've got to throw out there? Everyone keeps saying, oh, Roberts needs to have a good year. Roberts played better than Mullen the last 2 years. How about Mullen has a good year? How about that? How about you help your younger halfback out? They're putting on the pressure on the kid. The kid's been playing better than Mullen the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And he didn't have someone last year. And they didn't have a nine. And he still played well. So, you know, that 1-7 again looks pretty good. The only thing they've got to figure out is who's going to be playing fullback.
Don't worry about James Tedesco spontaneously combusting.
Kurt Gillian.
You're going to combust if you're not.
I'm going to combust. I'm getting angry. But who's going to play fullback? They talk that Uwata and McManus are going to get their wing spots back, though Uwata has just been horrible. Matty Utea played centres all the way through the juniors, played fullback when he came in. Memo played wing and fullback all of last year, killed it. So it's either Memo or Matty Utea.
Matty Utea.
100%. Yeah, but where's Memo go then? You don't have another centre.
Nowhere. Cup.
And they're talking that he's going to drop Leilua because he's unfit. So that means
goes to the wing.
That's why I think he'll pick Matty Utea in the centres with a Gagai if he's going to hold to that threat. But I don't reckon he will. I don't reckon he's got the balls. He'll pick Leilua.
Who doesn't have the balls? Rick Stone?
Yeah.
He's good.
Leilua. He'll pick Leilua.
Rick Stone's good.
Backline looks
good. Go back and look at the results that he got in his time there and what Bennett got.
I gave him a rap, but he didn't have the players.
Suggest that his results were better.
I agree. They were better.
No, it's not a matter of opinion. It's a matter of fact. I think they were better.
He didn't. He made the eight and he didn't have all those players. He didn't get the money either.
Bennett made a preliminary. I don't think Stone did.
Again, backline, brilliant. Depth, not a problem either. One of these blokes is going to miss out. And both the Matty UT brothers, Pat and Chanel, who both played pretty good.
Forwards, like, they're too old and too slow.
Yeah, that's not even that.
Can't get the ball to the backs if you...
Snowden has not been anywhere near playing for Australia. I think that probably Corbin Sims has to probably move into that other front row spot.
They don't have a nine.
They let front rowers go.
Said this last year.
They're probably going to play Gidley there. He's not a nine. I agree with you. Clydesdale hasn't been given enough time to make that spot his own. I do like Danny Levi, the young bloke from the 20s. I reckon you'd have to put him on the bench. Yeah. It's at that point where one of them is going to get the bench spot, but Gidley... This is my other pet hate. Gidley's probably end up going to get back that fullback spot, which annoys me as well. That's what'll happen. And then there's talk. He was talking to them.
Mate, he's a future New South Wales captain.
Earlier in the year, this really got me. He was saying that he wants to talk to them about what he's going to do next year with his contract. I tell you what I'd be doing. We're not re-signing you. So there's nothing to talk about with your contract. You're out. The only thing is, it's his brother. I reckon they should sit down in a board meeting and say,
you need to be talking to your manager.
Guess what, Matt? You got to go and fire him.
Yeah.
Fire your brother, Matt.
Slit his throat.
It'd be like if you're a GM or I was and you're a coach and I had to go in a boardroom and go, you're out. You're fired.
Yeah, as long as I paid out, I wouldn't worry.
But seriously, yeah.
Fords want to pay me?
That's my only issue here. They haven't pushed Clydesdale to have enough time. Levi's a really good player. So Gidley's probably going to either block someone from playing nine or block someone from playing fullback. I've got a big problem with that.
Yeah.
then yeah, forward pack's an issue. Corbin Sims will probably have to move in to play front row. Tarek and Scott in the back row is not bad with Smith, but Smith, like you said, he's a step slower again. You know, on the bench, Stockwell, Rocco, Houston, Matarora. It's not bad, but again, it's just same old, same old. Houston's been there for a lifetime. Rocco, I don't really know if he can come off the bench. Matarora. Depth, they got some kids. Fitzgibbon from the 20s, he's a really good back row prop. Steel, Topine, we saw a little bit of last year. Big Vi-Vi, they're the kind of guys you've got to get in. I'm pretty much here. If they're struggling about halfway through the year, you've got to get rid of Houston, your far logos, all those guys out. Snowden, if he's off contract as well on this big money, you let him go. Get your Vi-Vi in. Get Togi Lattasi, a young bloke they stole from another team. Fitzgibbon, Steel, that's what you got going forward. You got those kids from that 20 side.
Round one, Danny Levi should probably be starting.
If he's starting...
Or you'd probably give him the same theory as...
I'd be very surprised.
LG with the Titans, maybe just give him 6 weeks.
I'd get him off the bench. He's great off the bench. And the other big thing coming up forward for them... is depth in the halves. They've got depth in the halves if things go wrong. Jaylene Feeney, good 5'8". Brock Lamb and Jack Cogger, both way too young probably, but they've got great halves stocked up, ready and waiting for the future. So Roberts is there, but I don't, you know, Mullen signed that ridiculous deal. But
maybe they should put a bit of pressure on Mullen. Then.
They have to put pressure on Mullen, even though they gave him some ridiculous 4-year lifetime deal last year. This is half their problem. They're too loyal. They're loyal to the area. I give them a rap for it, but sometimes they're just too kind. They need to be a bit more cutthroat.
See how that works this year, because Brickstone's Newcastle man through and through. So I think you'll see an improvement there. I've got him finishing 13th.
Yeah, I've got them finishing 14th. So, like I said, 1-7 I like the kids, but I don't think there's enough in the forward pack or at 9 to help them out just yet. It's development. I'd just rush all those kids in with the Sims brothers and build for the future.
Yeah.
Odds for them, $34 if you're likely to win the comp. Minor premiership, $51. Top four, $8. $2.75 for the top eight. To miss the 8, $1.40. Wins, $9.50. Over is $1.80. Under is $1.95. The Dragons, 11th last year, 10th in attack. 10th in defence. It was a pretty up and down year, kind of balanced. They finally got rid of Steve Price, though, so that's a high five. Good on you. 11 wins, 13 losses.
You've knifed him again. You've knifed him two pod. You knifed him in the Nines podcast. I don't know how you got that in.
Mate, you know, talk about me knifing him. The Dragons fans hate him, and rightfully so. Yeah. They've wanted him out forever. They want Doust out, too.
Dousty.
They want to burn the club
down. Doust.
Burn it down. Burn it all down. But you look at them this year. Gaines, they just went dollar dozens, didn't they? They had a field day. They let go some massive names. They pushed Beal out after he's one of their best players last year. They let their best young player in Bird go. They let Morris go. You know, they pushed out Stockwell.
Well, there's money issues there, obviously.
Oh, big money issues. And then they bought people like Lestrange and Rose. Justin Hunt on a one-year deal is not a bad thing. Nabuli, I can understand, purely because he wasn't getting a run and they wouldn't have to pay a lot. But they got a couple of blokes out of park football. I think Ralan Natira, I can't really pronounce his name. And there was another one I can't pronounce. They brought back Bo Henry after he's been on the cycle for 5 years, and Keating come back from England.
They got Chris Keating. Yep. Massive chance of making that.
Chris Keating played in the grand final, you know.
I know.
And that's the reason Melbourne won the comp.
That's why they got beat.
Because they couldn't score any points. But you look at their spine, that's probably the only thing that stands out for me. All right, Dugan, Widdop, Marshall and Rain, spine's good.
Mm.
Spine's not bad, but the back line's just been torn to shreds. Nightingale's the only piece that's going to be left. I'm guessing he's probably going to put Nielsen in there and young Aiken, who's a great player. I like Ewan Aiken a lot. Nabuli on the other wing, or Runciman, or Farrell. Like, Farrell's always injured. Runciman was kind of up and down. Nabuli was pretty good in the Charity Shield, so you look at that side of things. But the forward pack, again, their biggest problem last year was front rowers, and it's the same problem again.
Mm.
Props. I think Cray, I said it last year and he didn't do it. Cray's got to stay in there. Cray was killing it making yardage, just getting out of the ad line with his little bike seat style running.
He doesn't like it, but...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Ben likes. Ben's got to do a job, all right? And Mike Cooper, what'd you buy him for? Start him. Put him in there.
He said the NRL's soft.
Nah, that was your mate, Mossop, that you liked, and he played one game and went home.
Lee Mossop.
Yeah. Lee Mossop, don't ever come back here again. Not even to our country for a holiday.
Where is he?
Back over playing for Wigan, I think, and he's injured again. So, you talk about soft. Lee Mossop's soft.
I thought it was Mike. No, Mike Cooper went well last year, didn't
he? Mike Cooper was solid. Yeah. He never gave him a start. And my pet hate, and I kept blowing up about it. Frizzell, gun back row, puts him in the front row. Don't abuse your young bloke who actually is a back row. Push in Ben Cray. Like, give someone who actually is a bit younger a go on his spot. Armour's probably the only one they can play there, but he's better in the back row. And DeBellin he put in there too, and he's a lock. They put all these small blokes in there, and they got pounded. And just highlight while we're speaking to DeBellin, whoever hit him in that Newcastle game made him throw up right near the end of the year. That was classic.
That was the last game of the year.
That was so good. That was funny as. But, you know, Dan Hunt, you know, he's had injuries, he's had problems.
Jeremy Smith or something like that.
Rory O'Brien, they've got big raps on. He brought him up from the New South Wales Cup team. He was in their 20s years and years ago, been playing well there, so he's a possibility. But Georgie Rose, people like this. Adam Fanua-Blake's a very good player from their 20s, big boy, but he's had some discipline troubles already. So I'm not too sure how that's going to work out.
It's a bit of a yawn fest, yeah. St George.
Mark Keddo, another one they brought back, former player, was there before. Nitira, another Park player. Shannon Wakeman, New South Wales Cup specialist. Matthews, he's been there forever. Will Matthews, he's been everywhere. Spine depth, they've got, like I said, they've got plenty of backup here, but, you know, what are you going to get? Shannon Crook's only a baby. Lestrange is older. Keating's barely done anything. Hutchison's still young. Henry's been around the cycle. Garvey, well, I really liked, but he obviously had his problems off the field. And, yeah, backline depth again. Plenty of young kids. Dufty, Hamasele, Runciman, Glyman, Farrell, Green. But I don't see too much happening here. I think they're lacking again up front. I like the spine. They'll win some games, but I don't see them being a threat for the top eight. I've got them finishing 11th.
I've got them finishing 14th.
Mm. All right, you've really put the Mac down. Sporting Bet odds, Premiership, $41. Miners, $101. Top four for them, $13. Top eight, $3.25. To miss the eight, $1.30. Wins, $7.50. Over and under, it's a pick 'em at $1.87 for the Dragons. Parramatta Eels. This one, very interesting. 9th in attack last year, 13th in defence, 12-12. Pretty much cost themselves a final spot. Their fate was in their own hands and they crashed and burned. But the biggest news of all, I think, very obvious, Jared Hayne.
Their best player's gone.
Their best player is gone. And the whole way their game is played has to change now without Jared Hayne.
Well, not really. I think Brad Arthur bought in like that open style of footy. I think they'll just stick with it.
I hope they do, but yeah, fair decent.
Why wouldn't they?
He continued the clean out. He got rid of Mitch Allgood, Willy Tonga. Mossop, he agreed to release, and I ain't blaming. That was Ricky Stewart signing. Justin Hunt out, Moy Moy, CO Smith, Tunganor, Foran's brother, Daniel Harrison. He cleaned out a lot of the junk that was left over. And I didn't mind Ken CO. I didn't mind Hunt for depth. But
he let go of the mighty Fufu Moy Moy.
The Moy Moy, who killed it for Lee Centurions, I'm hearing, the other day. The biggest gate ever.
Killing people.
As far as gains, Watmau, we argued about this one. You like it, I don't. I think they well overpaid for a bloke who's very old in that position, who's injury prone, unless he doesn't play Origin.
You know he's a winner, but...
I know he's a winner, but he's come from a gun team to a situation where they've lost their best player. So I don't know how this is going to work. I think he'll play well.
What would you have rather them do, not buy anyone?
I wouldn't have gone for Watmau, not for the money they paid. I would have rather hold on to it and look at the situation that's faced right now with someone like Foran and that being on the market.
Yeah, they've still got money to buy Foran or Cherry Evans.
Well, who wears
I don't have a problem with it. I think they needed to buy someone.
I still think the money could have gone somewhere else. I wouldn't have bought a 31-year-old back row. It's not really a great
Who would you have bought?
Spent eight on. I would have waited for this year.
Yeah,
but... They forced $800,000 onto a bloke who's 31 years old. And they gave him the amount of years that he wanted that Manly wouldn't give to him.
If he goes, no good, they'll just...
Him and Glenn Stewart, the biggest winners as far as contract money go, as far as age.
I wouldn't be comparing Watmo to Stewart. Watmo's played decent footy the last few years.
He's played decent, but I still don't agree with the money.
Glenn Stewart hasn't really run out on the park for the last 24 months. He hasn't played
for 4 years. Can't figure that one out. But Benny Crooks, he comes over from England. Cody Nelson from your mod, Bo Champion, Foso. Quinlan comes over. Reece Robinson, Danny Wicks, Takarangi. They pretty much, I don't know, he didn't really sign any real guns besides Watmo. A lot of them are just fillers for their squad.
I like the Quinlan signing. Yeah, I think Takarangi potentially could be a good signing. He's hot and cold at the Gold Coast. Well, Reece Robinson, again, was brilliant for a couple of years.
He's another option for fullback. He played pretty good at fullback. But Hopewadi is going to get first crack. Centre's my big issue. Radrara is definitely got a wing. Taotai probably gets the other one. But they've got some options. They've got some great kids. Fabian Goodall, Lavaka, Folau. I'd start with Folau on the straightaway in the centres around one.
Johnny?
They've got Ryan Morgan or Brad Takarangi pretty much right now as the ones they've got penciled in. Morgan's solid, but he gets burned defensively because he's not a big body. Takarangi, he did all right for you guys in the centres, but I think Folau...
He's not a centre, he's a back row. He doesn't have the leg speed to be a centre.
So Folau, to me, gets one of those spots, round one. Lavaka, if they don't like Taotai...
Takarangi's a great bench option.
Because Taotai's obviously got some injury issues, and he's got some errors in him at times. Lavaka's a great option, or Fabian Goodall. So they've got some kids from their 20s set up. And Faramo won New South Wales Cup Player of the Year, scored some tries last year. A halves are solid. Spine doesn't look too bad again. Hopewadi, you know, is going to be safe. Norman and Sandow with Pete's. Hopefully his knee holds on. He was
Pete's
great.
Back is a massive plus.
But yeah, your big thing in your forward pack, you're probably going to have Manor and Junior Paulo in the front row now that, what's he going to call it? I've already bloody forgot. Moy Moy's gone. Your back row, Maroa and Watmau. Lock, probably the only position open. Is it Paulie, Terapo, Ma'u? Do they play Lusick there? Junior Paulo. So the forward pack's not too bad.
Mm.
I like the forward pack. And depth, Ken Edwards is gone for the year, unfortunately, but they've pushed some kids up. They've got Ulessi. Wicks apparently killed it in the trial last week.
Trial.
He looks super fit.
Trial.
I know. But you were the one mentioning before that Manaya Charrington killed it in a trial as well. So
no, I know we can't go off trials, but he looked good in the trial.
They've got some players going there. The forward pack looks good, but I'm still not sure. The back line, I'm not really trusting. And defensively, if they're still in the same kind of mindset they were last year, they're going to struggle. You can't be in the bottom three or four in defence and expect to win games.
They lost their best player.
And yeah, well, they're hot and cold. They need a massive step up from Hopewire.
They couldn't make the eight with Hayne.
No.
So,
but the only thing,
as much as they probably should have.
The only thing I've got going for them is a lot of those gun young forwards played well last year should be better for it. Morrell should be better. Paulie. Ma'u healthy. The forward pack is the standout for me here with the nine and the halves. Centres worry me. Centres really do worry me. I think if Folau can hold a spot, good. If Goodall can come in.
Fullback worries me the most.
Yeah, well, no one's going to replace Jared Hayne. I think Hopewire will be good, but I don't think he's going to be Jared Hayne.
But if after a month that doesn't work, then alarm bells are going to be ringing at Pirtek Stadium.
Yeah, well, need a big step up from the halves and the forward.
I've got to finish in 12th. I can't put them any higher.
Nah, well, I'm the same. I've got him at 12th. He's gone. I don't think the style of
play. And you know what? I could have put him a lot lower based on their roster, but I think Brad Arthur's a really good coach, and I think they're going to play an open style of footy, so...
Yeah, well, if things go bad, I'm all about blooding the kids. They've got some good kids there. But, yeah, I think Folau, Goodall, Lavaca in the back line, if they're having troubles, these guys are there for an option. So both got them 12th. The Sporting Bet odds to win the Premiership, $34, $67 from the minor Premiership, $8 to make the top four, top eight, $3.25. To miss the eight, $1.30, and their wins is 8.5. So over is $1.85, under is $1.90. The Warriors... the most hot and cold team ever.
The most loaded team ever.
Ever. Fourth in attack last year, ninth in defence, 12-12. That was the hot number. They bombed their own chance. They had an opportunity. Sean Johnson missed a few games. They went a bit flat. He come back. He didn't play any better. They were just ordinary. What can you say? Spine, very good. International fullback, Townsend, the golden boot winner, Johnson to the halves. Friends solid at nine. They've got international or origin quality front rowers and Lilliman and Madalino to rotate with Matungi. The back row, ridiculous now. Mennering and Hoffman together. Ben Henry probably playing lock. Very, very good. Marmolo, you saw in the trials, who's a front back row who killed her on the wing.
Mm.
Hurrell probably won't start the year because he's got a wrist problem, but Vartive, Lamape, young Carte, you haven't seen him.
Have a wrist problem.
Great problem. Bradley Abbey in their 20s, great fullback option if anything goes wrong, or wing. Fussy Tua, Nathaniel Roach, Matty Allwood went over there. Fisiahi's still there. They're loaded as far as depth goes. Lola here, Luluai, Havili for their spine depth. I couldn't pick Rapira. I thought the other day, I think he's at the point where I reckon he has to retire. I saw him in that trial game. He got knocked over again. He got another head knock.
Mm.
And they've got two really good young front rowers, and Albert Vetta and Lasona, who combined for a great try in that trial last week. So those two, along with Pallavi, Petteru, Mariner, they got some good depth all around. And their lineup looks brilliant.
Two words for you. Ryan Hoffman. I think he'll...
him and Mennering on both edges.
He'll be, yeah, but just the off-field stuff that he's going to bring, the professionalism, the Storm culture, you know, it's not going to happen overnight.
Nah.
I think automatically, you know, they've spent, what, 12-week pre-season, 14-week pre-season.
And the Tompkins, Johnson.
I don't mind. I'm warming to McFadden.
Yeah, well, he's done a pretty good job so far. I like the style of play. He lets him play football.
Mm.
He hasn't done what everyone else has gone over there, which is a rocket science mission when they've got one of the best forward packs. And some of the
was
most
creative. Was it last year they got sacked?
Yeah, after five rounds. See, they got like bashed by the Sharks. That,
just because they were so,
yeah, they
so
took good off after that. Yeah. But Tompkins and Johnson look like they've figured out their relationship a little bit better the other day. I'm not the biggest fan of Tompkins, but he's got a great set of hands. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
When it comes to making a decision on the back end. I think this is a pretty quick one when you look at it. They bought pretty well. They had a million kids already. They've won the premiership in the 20s, three out of the last four or five. I think the only thing for me, Townsend has to stay as a six. They don't get enough. They're not going to get enough out of Luluai. If they're going to change anything for Townsend, it'll be Lola here.
Mm.
He's a great player as well, but I think Townsend needs to get a fair go at playing six. I think he was, you know, criticised last year unfairly.
Yeah.
I really like their side. purely on the fact that for some reason they just seem to go up and down, I've got them finishing 8th.
I've got them finishing 5th.
I wish I could put them higher, but I do it all the time and they let me down. But
I've got them 5th, yeah, Ryan Hoffman. Last year they should have made the 8th.
As we say every year, they're a dark horse.
I don't have them as my dark horse. I've got them as my...
They're not my dark horse, but if we got to the end of a year ever with the ridiculous depth and the great side they have, and you said the Warriors won the comp, I would not be surprised if it ever come together. But their odds to be at the Premiers are $13, minus $12, top 4, $3.15, top 8, $1.67, to miss the 8, $2.12, and their wins. This one was pretty hard, 13.5, overs or under. You get pick 'em at $1.87, but... Every year, great side. It's just whether they turn up, and they never really get hindered by Origin. I don't think they'll get hindered as far as Hoffman this year either. I think that's getting to that point where they need to pass the baton on.
Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Boy, some of the kids that they blundered, Boyd Cordner, Wade Graham's going to get a look in, Josh Jackson, these kind of players. So. We are making such good time that bugger doing two parts. We'll just do one big preview podcast. Brock, how's that sound?
Sounds good to me, Captain. El Capitan.
Yeah, all right. We'll surge on here. Brisbane last year, they finished 8th and they were eliminated in week 1. They were 5th in attack, 7th in defence, 12-12 record again. But I think what hurt them early in the year in particular, they lost a few really close games with big names. While they had a lead, it became a bit of a trend. It happened 4 or 5 times. Hunt was pretty much on his own. And other than that, when Hodges was there, it was just throw the ball to Hodges.
Mm.
Copley had a pretty good year. Other than that, they really did struggle. Their Origin name struggled. I think Thaita had an awful year.
It was a strange year.
But moving on to this year, their gains. Oh, they bought pretty well, but not a great start with Boyd already being out. That would have brought what they needed at fullback as far as a link player. Adam Blair, he played his best football when Bennett was there for New Zealand. Probably not a bad buy if they picked him up on the cheap. Greg Eden's got big raps on him from England. Mitchell Garbett, Gavea, they brought up for front row, and he brought Matty Parcell up from Cup and Waddell with him as well. But what do you make of the Broncos?
Hard one. If they bought a half other than Anthony Milford, I'd have them in my 8, but I've got them 9th based on the fact that I don't think Anthony Milford's a half. They've lost Boyd. And Ben Hunt, I just see kicking the can again by himself. And I don't know whether he can reproduce that sensational form he did last year. I think history tells you that these younger players struggle to, streak, put two good seasons together.
Yeah.
It'll be a different style under Bennett. I don't know whether he's going to employ that block shape and similar stuff that he did at Newcastle. It didn't work. I don't know. Kevvy Walters is there running the attack. So you'd think they'd have some decent ideas, but...
Didn't help Newcastle last year.
I see it as... I think Anthony Griffin had the team sort of going in the direction he wanted. And then, obviously, Wayne Bennett wanted to come home, so Wayne Bennett is going to be allowed to come home. He's the godfather of this club. It's a really...
No one's surprised.
They're my dark horse. I think if things work well and he can put all these pieces together, they could potentially win the comp. But I just look at it from a roster perspective and... we don't have even an eye on them yet. So, we'll get an eye on them this weekend with the World Club Challenge Series. But even that, he said he's not taken seriously.
Looking at it from the outside, I think if Milford and Hunt play their football well together, they'll be brilliant. I think it'll be very creative, plenty of points. My biggest issue, again, mainly the forward pack the last few years.
Yeah.
They've played very light. They like to play fast, but they've lost some big games.
But Bennett won't do that. Bennett won't be playing Corey Parker in the front row.
No, he won't. And Parker has to be at 13. My other one's Thaiday. Would you start Thaiday? Because I don't think...
I'd put Thaiday at prop.
I'd have him on the bench. I'd have Gillette and Glenn in the back row spots. Everyone keeps saying Glenn to the bench. Glenn's done nothing wrong.
Glenn's too solid.
That's his edge. And Gillette on the other side. Gillette's got more going on from the Thaiday. I think he's had two ordinary years.
Unless you put Glenn in the centres and punt Reed, because I don't know whether Reed's...
I'm not a big fan of Reed, but I think Copley deserves that spot if you're going to move anyone on. But the other one's fullback. He keeps saying he's sticking with Jordan Carhu. I'd have Greg Eden there. I've seen little bits.
To be totally honest, I don't know enough about either of them.
Well, Jordan Carr, who's the one.
I'd have Anthony Milford there.
A million knee reconstructions.
Because I think Milford's a fullback, not a 5'8". But
well, I'd be happy with that too, because you know he's got that link play.
But the other thing is, who's your half?
Your half, or we'll probably bring him over the Nicaremas. Yeah. Well, that's the other one I looked at and thought, if you're going to play Carr, I'd rather Nicarema at fullback. That's their options.
I don't understand how these teams can think that a one is a six and a six is a one, because they're
obsessed with running
totally different
running 5'8". Like Matty Moylan, I told you, our whole time growing up was a six. He wasn't even playing under 20s. They had a million injuries. They go, you can play fullback this week for us, and actually, you know, it was the greatest decision ever.
Yeah,
Michael Morgan, they're like, oh, he's a great running six. They had problems at fullback last year. Look how that worked out. A few people seem to have taken a punt, and it's becoming a trend. Everyone wants to do it.
I think Anthony Milford's forgetting he has to tackle in the front line.
He is.
And if I'm coaching against Brisbane, I'm sorry, all my traffic's going straight at him.
Well, Lockyer and Walters, all these blokes, were the ones that bribed him to come up there saying, we'll teach you how to play 5'8". So Lockyer's...
They can't teach him to tackle.
I know, but he's talked big game as well, that he can teach him the ways to be the best six in the comp.
So. When he's got the ball in his hands, he's brilliant. No doubt about it.
He's brilliant.
But it's the other side of it.
Well, I'm with you. If he's not playing six, though...
And is he a team player? Like, I look at him and go, I don't know whether...
It's hard to be a team player.
I don't know whether he improves other people's games. I think he's very brilliant individually. I'm just not sure what he's doing off the ball.
Well, I watched him through the juniors. He definitely improves teams. I think he was at the worst team in the competition. I think in a better team, he can offer.
Yeah, I'll reserve my judgment for it. I want to see it.
If they made the eight like you, I'm not surprised. They've got Origin players in their forward pack. Blair brings a link player in the forwards, which he likes. Gavey's a good buy if he's healthy. They've still got Oates. Thaiday, Glenn, one of these guys is going to miss out on the bench. And they had a good team last year with their kids. Molo, Offahengawi, he's a great player. Young Garbutt come from Melbourne. Young Barr, Gronk here. They've got heaps of young rep-style players. They've got Nicarima brothers in backup as well. As far as depth goes for key positions. Kahu, Morano, all these dudes are there. Boyd reckons he'll be back by middle of the year. I'm not sure. If that all come together, if the spine was sorted, the forward pack plays well, everything comes together, they could make the eight, but I've got them finishing 10th.
Yeah, I've got them finishing 9th.
Yeah, well, people really...
But I think they could win it.
They've been severely backed, and that's what I was about to say here. Premier is their $9, mine is $9, top four, $2.50, top eight, $1.45, to miss the eight, $2.65, and their wins for them is massive. 15.5, overs and unders is $1.87.
And look, I've got... I sort of got split it up into two tiers. I think the Tigers, Sharks, Eels, Knights, Dragons, Titans, Raiders, none of them can win the comp.
No.
We're now into the 9 teams who I think potentially could win the comp.
Yeah. Well, the Melbourne Storm are next up. They finished 6th last year and were the other team that got eliminated in week one. They were 6th in the attack, 8th in defence, which is probably their worst defensive record in a long time.
They are going to be stinging after that loss.
14 wins, 10 losses. The gains this year I was very happy with. Dale Finucane.
Great boy.
Blake Green and Leroy Lars. So all spots that needed to be addressed.
Well, Green and Finucane, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Leroy Lars is an absolute wild card.
We
paid got him on the cheap.
Nothing. And Greg Bellamy rang him and he said that was it. He goes, I only played for him once and that was what I wanted to do.
Wow.
And young Sean Nona, they never really signed too many, but Nona I watched play Cup, very good player, a bit like Walker, who is now probably in trouble, went to South, but I don't think he's going to be playing after an off-field incident. But another wild card there, throwing in with Hampton. But I think the way things are sounding, they're really happy with Blake Green right now. And potentially...
I told you that. I watch a lot of Super League, and you watch Wigan play now.
All we need is someone to take control of one side of the field.
Simple. And I said to you, he was the best young half I played against growing up.
Yeah, and
best young half.
He was like for
I
you...
I can't give him any bigger of a rap than that.
And this is why I stand...
But the thing, this is another one for sticking with a half and letting him mature.
Well, you know Bellamy will. Bellamy doesn't...
No, I mean, like, he was at Parramatta.
Yeah, I know that, but I mean...
They punted him, he went to the Sharks. He should never have gone to the Super
League. Yeah, but he also went to terrible clubs at the wrong time. Parramatta were doing awful when he was there. Dogs was a bad time.
Yeah, but he should never have...
I know, but all three clubs, some people just get a bad run. All three clubs he landed at were doing awful when he got there. He never went to a club in a winning position with a winning culture, with, positive environment.
He's very similar to Kronk.
I hope he is.
He's got a good kicking game. He's probably not as astute. And as anal.
They don't need someone.
Well, you know what? He's pretty damn anal.
But you know they don't need someone up that standard. They need someone that can hold the side down. I underestimated when he left. I really did. I thought he was a great player, but I didn't think that highly. After watching him play last year...
They're at different stages of their career.
I realised what Widdop is.
I think Greeny's got a good passing game, good kicking game. He can get repeat sets. He doesn't mind defending. I think you're going to be impressed with what you see. I think a lot of people are going to think, wow, how did we let him go to the Super League?
Well, I'll tell you what I think's more impressive for me this year. I think we're now close to having one of the best starting forward packs. I think Bromwich with McLean, Smith at nine, Harris and Proctor on both edges, our Kiwi connection. And then you've got Finucane at lock. And then on the bench, you'll have Lars, Hinchcliffe, Kenny.
Dale Finucane outside of James Graham was the best forward.
Now, I think that out of him and Jackson, they loved both of them. I think they underappreciated Finucane.
Jackson's had a shady couple of years. Finucane's definitely outshone in the last year.
Jackson's a back rower, like, good on him. But Finucane comes off the bench and runs hard on the big boys, and he folds people.
Yeah.
When I read that, I was saying, he is a Melbourne player.
You know, you lose Hoffman, but you get Finucane.
And Harris takes the other side. And the other thing about him, people go, he's quiet. I know you're not a big numbers dude, but every week when you think he hasn't done anything, he makes 150 metres every week, every time he comes off.
Yeah, but I don't need to look at his numbers because I watch the game and go, wow. Like, he's doing
some other people go, he looks quiet. I'm like, you're not watching the game. Rubbish. He, in his time on the field, he is that productive and he's brilliant.
But it's also about the quality he touches.
He's quality.
Quality.
He is a quality player.
And every time he does something, usually it's good and it's done. You know,
and the other one I've got on my bench here is Nelson Solomona, who is a massive kid who will probably play a bit tight for us, similar to McLean, probably more of a back row, agile, very dangerous, but I don't think he'll play there for us. I think he'll be a part of the front row rotation.
Yep.
We kept Glasby. I thought he was coming along nicely. Dane Weston's still there. The one they kept up was Billy Britt. Billy Britton, I don't know much about him. Young fella, they reckon he's going to be the heir to the number 9 jersey. So.
Okay.
I don't know if he'll play at the start. I think Hinchcliffe will play there, but if they carry him on the bench, that's a possibility. Halves, like you said, I think we're better off with Green than we are with Roberts, and Mann is my other one I like playing.
Wow, well, exactly. What
I like Kurt Mann. I know that they kept
Kurt
Hampton.
Mann's good.
I don't know about Hampton. I'm not a big fan. I don't like him defensively.
Mm.
And in attack, I think he just gets lost. I don't know if he carries out a game plan. He seems to drift. He gets targeted a lot. You know, he stayed, good on him. He had other options. He could have gone and started, but he stayed for 2 years. He wants to get himself in there. But my biggest issue, and it was the same issue I had last year, you know, you're going to have Chambers and Corabetti on one side, lockdown, no problem. It's the other edge I've got a problem with. Mm. Who's going to be your centre? I think Duffy, if healthy, has got a wing spot, no doubt.
Mm.
And they're big on Mahe. Mahe's probably going to play, but I don't know. And I don't think we've got an answer, really. Like, Tonopia was solid, not great. Richie Kenner's too young. Heimel Hunt, don't know. Travis Robinson hasn't been doing too well. Munster's too small and is more of a fullback 5'8". And the other kid...
Why can't Hampton play at centre?
Too small. He'd get destroyed.
I think he might have played a game or two there last
year. You know what I'd be almost tempted to do, and I've said it before. To me, Tohu Harris could play centre if you wanted to lock that side down defensively.
Yeah, but then you lose his offloading and his ability to ball play and things like that.
Well, if he goes, you got young Nelson, who's a gun. Or
I think Finua will play that. Finua is potentially good.
With the ball, I've got no problem when he's inside in yardage, but he can drop the ball. And when we're close, he's a monster.
I don't think Bellamy would have addressed that over the offseason.
Well, it's been 2-3 years now, so I'm hoping there's enough progress.
Yeah, but I think he's been getting better. I was, like, 2 years ago, I couldn't believe Bellamy was picking him. But now I sort of understand it, and he's getting better.
I have an issue at the start of the year. I think we might struggle a little bit without Smith. We always seem to lose direction, but I like everything about this side. It's just that left edge. I think the forward pack now is right up the upper echelon.
All right, where are you going to finish him?
I have Melbourne finishing 7th.
I've got them finishing 6th, and that's pretty much because...
Well, Origin's going to hurt them, and there's no Smith at the start of the year. But they're going to find a way.
Usually they go 8, no.
I think McLean, Harris, and Proctor, all these guys again, will keep carrying us forward. And Bromwich last year, bar Graham, was the best front rower in the comp.
Yep.
And at the World Cup, he was the best front rower. Hands down. When he got nominated for the Golden Boot, I was not surprised.
I actually think he was the best front rower.
And I'm going to throw it out there. Billy Slater had his elbow and his knee, and he had 20/20 problems with his eyes. They've got fixed now. You'll have a big year.
Mm.
Billy Slater will have a big year. In the odds, $12 for Melbourne to win the comp, $12 for the minor premiership. Top four, $3. That's probably where your value's at, if you're willing to gamble that. Top eight, $1.50. Still, if you're going to be a coin, not bad. To miss the eight, $2.50. Wins, 13.5. I think that's about on the money. That's $1.87 both ways. But North Queensland, real contenders. Second in attack, fourth in defence. I think last year was another one of those ones where if they're in the top four, I reckon they're probably in the grand final. And they're one of the only teams that could have beat. I thought only the Roosters or Cowboys could beat South.
Agree.
And when they didn't finish in the top four and they took the hard way around the mountain.
I thought Melbourne, but Melbourne sort of finished too low and obviously they got knocked out early.
And I think they've improved, which is saying something.
They have.
Anthony Mitchell,
year under Green.
Both the Sims brothers, Tate gone, but I think they've got enough to replace it. Rona left, Thorby, But I look at it and I think Monga and Lynette were playing, so pretty much Tate's gone. We already seen his replacement. Matty Wright was Owen. He was a massively wrapped junior in my age group down here. Moved to the Sharks, probably the wrong club for his development. Stored. When he went up there, he was playing really good. Him and Winterstein, you know, Morgan's got to hold down the back. Louis and Thurston seemed to work together. And Kosh Jason, without any wraps, just seemed to hold that spot for the year.
Yeah.
He did a good enough job. And yeah, when I looked at the back row, what I was going to say is, even though you've lost Sims, Tamalolo is there. Ethan Lowe's there. I thought he played pretty good. Bolton, they brought Hennon over for cheap, so they've got another front rower there in case Tamau gets injured to go with Matty Scott. Granville, he loves. I'm not surprised about this boy. He come from the Broncos. He won two Wynnum Seagulls comps up there in the Queensland Cup with Granville playing a dual role as fullback hooker. So Paul Green's got a former relationship. I reckon they'll bring him off the bench and try and really punch through the middle. Depth as well. Lachlan Coote's back this year. I don't know where you're going to play him, but it's nice to have somebody like that.
Yeah.
Jarvid Bowen we know about. Kyle Felt we know about. Justin O'Neill from Melbourne. So they've got great options in the back line. That's not a problem.
I like their side.
Forward pack I like too. Sam Hall we watched. He played pretty well. Asiata we saw. Brandon Uele is a big boy who's come up from the Roosters. They got a couple of another hooking options with Cameron King back. Young Chudley, Ray Thompson, and Tanganoa, Ben Spina, we watched play for the North Queensland Pride, or wherever they were, was it? Pride?
Yeah, Northern Pride.
So there's not bad depth either. And the biggest out of everything we've just said here, Australian front rowers, Tamalolo, Cooper, good back line, Morgan, they've got Thurston.
Mm.
They have Jonathan Thurston, and they've talked about resting him and worrying about winning a comp, which I think...
Great move.
On his side of things as well, he owes that to the club. That deal they chimed up for him is massive. And he's at that end of his career where he needs to do the right thing for the Cowboys. They need to win a comp.
Yeah.
They've got to win a comp. I don't know what else we need to say. That's a brilliant team.
Yeah. It's very good team. Fit, and they keep the pieces around him, important pieces. They can keep Michael Morgan playing similar footy. Forward pack stays relatively fit. And effective, and they can sort of work out that nine position. They're going to be dynamic. Well,
I've got them finishing third.
Same. Only because I think they're going to suffer
Origin.
A couple of losses during Origin that are going to put them behind the two teams.
I would have put them first, but yeah, Origin hurts. But Manly is another one we move on to now. Actually, I've missed the odds again, haven't I?
Missed the odds, mate.
Great times. Well, they're really short from sportingbet.com. $10 to win the comp, $10 minor premiers, top four, $2.50. Top 8, $1.45. To miss the 8, $2.65. And wins 13.5 over or under. Overs $1.80, $1.95. Odds from sportingbet.com for the Cowboys. But the Manly Seagulls, second last year, lost in second week of the finals, the semi. They just fell. They really fell badly. Third in defence, eighth in attack, 16 wins, 8 losses. They crashed and burned really bad at the back end of the season. The Cherry Evans thing, being on the outside, saying he's greedy, not a team player. Stuart Watmell or the older guard not happy with the club.
You're starting to see the cracks appearing.
To skip last year and go straight to why I think this year won't be much of a problem.
Really?
They've moved on. The board, problem solved. That's been bought out. My own issues here is they're going to get enough out of this new forward pack, which has changed a fair bit. But
I smell the C word.
What?
Cancer. I smell cancer in the ranks.
You're on Cherry Evans again?
Yep.
Going to your mob.
Especially if
he says, why would you want to play like that if he's about himself?
No, but I'm not arguing with you.
Why would you want someone like that at your club?
It's going to cause friction.
I don't think it will. I think it's past that point now. I think with Stuart...
I reckon it's just brewing.
With Glenn and Watmow gone and maybe Brett and that left, I think there's still enough. The back line again is brilliant. Stuart, Hiku, Lyon, Matawai, obviously Tafua is out, so Williams or Gutherson, Young Trbojevic might get a crack at some point.
I just don't. They're forward packed. Doesn't excite me at all.
Well, I looked at it this way, and that's how I explained to you. People are like, they've lost. I think they lost Watmow and Stuart. Stuart hadn't played a game in 3 years.
Yeah, but look at the side.
Watmow, like, I agree.
Bira, Horro, Mateo,
Starling. I like Bira, though. You don't like Bira.
No, I like Bira. Simons. What's Bira done?
Bira? Bira played Origin.
He's not an idiot.
I know he didn't get a great crack, but he played great last year when he got a start over Stuart over that edge. That's the first time he got given starting
minutes. Well, this year's his chance.
Before he did his ACL, he was playing outstanding. So if his knee's good, him and Simons I'd probably have as the back row. Oh, sorry, I've got Bira playing 13, Simons and Mateo on the back row. That's how I want to look at. I know he's been up and down, but if things go right with Fleddy Mateo at that club, he can actually play, stay healthy. Yeah, well, Glenn Stuart wasn't there, so why not roll the dice?
If.
At least he can play.
Who?
He can actually play a game. He doesn't have 3 years off.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm getting at.
I'm just saying if.
And then I look at King. They lost King. Well, Mason... he's a better replacement than King at this point in time.
He's old.
Yeah, but King wasn't even playing either.
Luke Burgess, they bought, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't really think that's much of a buy. The bench is pretty settled. You think you'll see Louis again, Sonny Lefeo, Starling, Horror.
What about Jake Tavoyevich? Probably see him.
Yeah, well, hopefully if he's healthy after that bad ankle injury. Cheekham's in a contract year. Liggy Sow. Blake Leary I liked a lot in that Northern Pride game. Hassan. Tyson Andrews played well in the Indigenous game the other night. So they've got some depth, mainly in the back row. Back line, like you said.
So you think all this board stuff's resolved?
I don't think the one bloke bought it out. He's in control. So
there was a massive argument over.
I tell you what, I'm more worried about
CEO or whatever arguing about bringing Luke Burgess there.
You know, that argument wasn't over Luke Burgess. That argument was that the board, someone on the board, thought he was going to buy George Burgess, and he doesn't want him.
Okay, sorry. That was the argument. I think actually
they're going to lay out Bitcoin to buy one of them.
Yeah,
and he said I'm worried about other players. So
yeah, there's enough cracks there for me to go nut. So I'm steering clear of him. I think he finished in seventh.
They can milk enough out of Mateo, and if Simon's Bureau stay healthy, I reckon they can get enough out of Lawrence, Mason, all these kind of guys, with that spine in particular. Spine's brilliant. Stewart, Foran, DC, Ballon. Backline, you're not ready to get. It's all in the forwards. So in saying that, I've got them finishing fourth. That's purely off of the spine. I think the spine's too good in the back line. I can't help myself. $15.
You love Brett Stewart.
You know I don't really like Manly. I'm a Melbourne man, but... Premiers, $15. Minor Premiers, $13. Top 4, $3.25. Top 8, $1.50. To miss the 8, $2.50. Wins, 14.5. Over is $1.90. Under, $1.85. I reckon this is going to end one of two ways. They might scrape in or miss, and if they missed, I reckon that'd be huge. Or otherwise, it'll come together, and I reckon they'll be top 4 like they usually are.
Poopy's going to hit the fan.
I think it only goes one of two ways. I reckon they're in the top 4 again.
If Daly Cherry Evans signs a deal with the Gold Coast early in this season.
Well, if Foran signs to go somewhere.
The old spontaneous combustion.
They reckon Foran's already a done deal staying, and that Matt Eyes signed today until 2017.
Cherry Evans is gone then.
Well, they've already said it before. I told you, I got dirt, and they've brought it up again. If they're all gone, they're going after LG, because I reckon they get LG for nothing. You guys only gave him a one-year deal, so he's already out.
Well, the other one was Caesar. There's talk Caesar wants to go home.
No, he pretty much come out and said he wants a new contract at the Titans.
Oh, thank God.
Don't worry about all of it. But they've already come out and said, well, let's buy LG. So they obviously like him to go for him.
He's not a bloody rump steak at Coles. Well, you can't just pick him up off the shelf.
Well, they can. You guys only gave him a 12-month deal, so he's basically...
He's a Gold Coast boy.
He's already a free agent. So
he'll be up there.
Well, not if he's not playing first grade. He's not, like anyone.
He'll be playing first grade.
Money talks and football. That's what talks. Not playing off the bench and behind steak. Daniel Mortimer.
Rump steak. Tasty.
Sydney Roosters. Minor premiers. Got knocked out in the prelims. First in attack. Second in defence. Didn't even get out of second gear. Still won.
They didn't. They
16
won the
games.
They played terrible.
They're too good. The side's too good.
They played terrible.
They did play terrible. But this year, Sonny Bill is a big loss. But they've got a million other players. Who else? They lost Monga. Ruben. They have moved on halfway through the year. New Asala. I'm not really bothered about.
They bloody led 30-0 in a game and got run down.
Yeah, I know. The gains, though, we see this all the time. As much as we both think Ferguson's a grub, that's a great signing, considering they have to pay nothing for him. You can't knock it. It's just simple facts. It's like you don't like Leilua. Yeah, he is a grub, but he can play.
No, I don't like Leilua because he spat on a girl.
Yeah, who had a restraint.
I don't like Ferguson because he grabbed something.
And I don't like him for that either, but we're talking about football. He's a good football player.
But for me, characters like that shouldn't be allowed to play football.
And I'm 100% with you. But guess what? He got registered, so he's playing. So it's an absolute bargain that they get somebody like that. Yeah. They brought Setu over. You know, that's more of a depth thing. Stapleton was already there. Aubin Papali come over from the Warriors Juniors. Matt McIlrick, former teammate, he's there now while Jake Friend's hurt. So he'll be competing for the 9 jersey. But you look at their side, it's going to be a good side again. There's no doubt about that. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck's going to take that fullback spot. You got Tupou, Jennings, Sean Kenny Dow. So I think the only thing that'll change there, either Ferguson or Kenny Dow, that's going to be a wing centre combination.
Mm.
Maloney and Pierce, Rhee Hargraves, Moa, Corden, Orbis, and Guerra. And you got Lou, Napa, Martin Kennedy back on the cheap. And then the other bench
They've
player.
They basically lost no one.
No, just Sonny Bill and Casty. And he was in and out.
Like, obviously.
There's no one else. Anu Asala was barely playing. He was giving him 10 minutes, 15 minutes in the game.
Yeah.
But their back line and their halves, brilliant. When Friend's
same
there.
Same as Casty. Casty really wasn't getting much time.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. There's no one really.
So they've lost SBW, Mini, and Frank Paul.
And they got to bring back, like I said, Kennedy, who wasn't bad for them, on the cheap, and they got Ferguson for nothing as well. And
they're at worse, they're as good as they were last year.
Pretty much. And the other thing, and I bring this up all the time, is depth there. And I know they buy most of it, but good on them. That's, you know, that's their job. They have to find a way to be competitive in the juniors. Willis Meehan, I think we're going to see more of him this year. Massive kid. Yeah. Jaquiel Mariner, another one I watched play junior reps last year. Keep your eyes open for him. Very good young forward. Tokyo, we've all seen a little bit of in the 20s mainly. Willie Manu, back after a lifetime. I don't know if he'll be playing, but he's there. Halves, they got depth. They got Hastings. They still got Lange. Mitchell Cornish, his younger brother, Tyler Cornish, very, very good in the under-20s. They've signed him up. Kiwi's there to play nine, along with Mitch Williams, who's now part of that line connection. So two blokes competing for the nine jerseys until Friend gets back. And in the back line, they had kids last year, ridiculous amount of rep players. Nene McDonald, junior rep. Brendan Elliott played first grade, junior rep. Jack Goodsall scored 24-something tries on the wing. Queensland 20s junior. And then they've got Tane Milne, who played in the junior Kiwis. So they've got options in every single spot to fill their squad.
Mm.
I have got them finishing... Oh, what did I say about the Cowboys? I said the Cowboys third, didn't I?
Oh, mate.
Nah, I've got them finishing first.
Yeah, same. I've got them
on again, first. It's too hard with that squad. The squad's ridiculous.
Plus, no, it's not just that. I think they're not really Origin affected.
Oh, it depends. Jennings and Tupou could possibly go. Maloney and
Jennings,
Pierce.
Jennings and...
Cordner, Guerra. So they could lose potentially six players.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll lose Maloney and Pierce.
I think they can scrape through that period, though, with the replacements they've got. If their schedule is not too bad. Depends if they're playing around that time of the year.
I looked at their draw today.
Well, I've got them first. What do you got?
I think they're going to finish first.
Yeah. Well, Sporting Bet odds. Premiership, they're the favourites. $6. Minor Premiership, $6. Top four, $1.95. Top eight, $1.25. To miss the eight, $3.70. Wins, 16.5. Over is $1.95. Under is $1.80 for the Roosters. We move on now to the Penny Panthers. They finished fourth last year and one short of the grand final. They were fifth in defence, seventh in attack, 15 wins, 9 losses. No real big gains. Like, Coruscant is a good one. Sop Wong is not bad for depth, but besides that, not too much.
Plenty, no real big gains, but they're all fit.
They're all fit, but plenty of losses, but you'd expect that with the depth.
They had half in New South Wales Cup.
Yeah, I'm saying. Capewell, Cook, Cherrington, Grant, Kingston, Mosley, Humble and Nabuli, both Nguama, Simpkins, Roberts, Vaipuna. A million going out, but yeah.
But if you went through and had a look at how many first grade games those guys played last year.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
And averaged it out per player.
When you win,
it'd be minimal.
Win the New South Wales Cup, do well in first grade with New South Wales Cup players, and you're at the grand final 2 years in a row, you can't hold on to that depth.
No, you can't.
And then they pushed players like Farre, who turned into a gun.
That's part of
Moylan, who turned into a gun. Mansour, who turned into a gun. Dallin, who turned into a gun. Now they've got a top end of a squad, so you can't hold them at the bottom end.
No shit, Sherlock. That's exactly the process. That's the process.
I know that.
The life cycle. So
I'm just going through that.
We're now, you know, they've probably got 25 good players.
Mm.
You know, New South Wales Cup is going to be a little bit thin because they've lost that depth.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
That's part of the process.
They just have to avoid injuries. Simple as that. But I don't think the depth is not that bad. Looking at what I've got here for a lineup, I've got Moylan, Mansour and Zalesniak on the wings, Farre, Idris... Soward, Wallace. Then you've got McKendry and Kite in the front row. Seguiaro, back row, Manu, Brown, Taylor. Bench, Coruscant, Cartwright, Docker and Lattimore. You look at your depth, who's missed out there. They've still got Plum, who they use. I'm not the biggest fan of him, but he's there. You've still got Peachy. You've still got Gillard. Anderson's played. Andy Saunders was junior rep they've got. I'm not really the biggest fan, but, you know, he might play some first grade. Chris Smith was from their 20s. Massilla. Their backs, they've still got Simmons, Yo can play back row centre, both Jennings brothers, Kieran Moss, Waka, Crichton, and they've got Isaac, John, Will Smith, who have both played. So they've got depth in every spot still, potentially. They just can't have a million injuries again.
Yeah, but injuries are uncontrollable.
But yeah, I know
they're,
that.
They're going to be good. Like, I can't see why. They, you know, they lost Peachy at a crucial time. They lost Taylor at a crucial time. They lost Wallace at a crucial time. They lost Mansour at different stages. Manu was in and out. You know, he could. Bryce Cartwright was just finding his feet and went out.
I reckon if he's not on, he'll be on the bench. But I wouldn't be surprised if he started. If they had Manu out and him in,
yeah,
the way things look,
yeah,
and they potentially might.
Like, I haven't seen much of them train. I know that this whole off season has been spent trying to mend them up, get them all fit. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe hit the ground running a little bit slow. I think you saw on the weekend in the trial against
the Warriors. I think they were
rusty. They were a little bit rusty, but
they've got a good draw.
That first period, man, on the weekend, they had all the ball. The Warriors' goal line defence was great. I thought that was pretty high quality.
And Penrith were a bit sideways as well. A bit too sideways.
Of course, but I really like what I saw from both sides.
Well, I'm at the point...
They look to me like they're definitely top eight teams if they can stay fit.
I'm at the point here where Idris isn't playing, but I think if Jennings or Yo or someone comes in and things go good, I just wouldn't pick
the
Idris.
The other thing, I mean, who's going to miss for Origin?
That's what I was going to get at. Moylan and Mansour are potentially the only two you might lose. But they've got replacements for those two spots, fullback and wing. There's no one else. Seguiaro can play for Queensland, but that's not going to happen. No. Why Friend and Smith will both be healthier by that stage.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be an issue.
And there'd have to be a few halves go down. Wallace and Sauer.
I've only got one question, and we spoke about this. Seguiaro going to play 80 probably total, but will Coruscant be on the bench? Are they going to play dual? Because I would. I'd play up tempo.
This is something we're sort of
lightweight teams. Brown, Taylor, Manu, Cartwright, all ball playing fast, mobile back rollers. I'd have the dual hookers and just let Seguiaro play lock and go. He hits like a brick shithouse. Mm. And the bloke run, he still can get a dummy half. I'd be playing dual nines.
We don't know. And that is something that we're going to have to cross, because we've got a really good young hooker there in the 20s, Sione Katoa, who, if Cleary picks both hookers, we'll think it will lose him to cup, which will be a loss for us.
Junior Kiwi.
But he's a good young player, so... You know, they've got hooker depth there, and that's part of the reason why you find that Kieran Moses on the Gold Coast.
Well, the sum of it all, they have a top end now. They've got produced a couple of internationals. They're going to be fit. They've got a good spine. They've got depth still in every spot, probably not as much as they did experience-wise, but as far as talent goes, they've got it. Where do they finish?
I've got them finishing second on the ladder.
Well, I've got them six, and that's mainly because of the rusty start, but I think they'll come home strong.
Well, I've got them there because I think they've got a perceivably, if you look at it, not
they,
a soft
they could win the minor premiership draw off that if things go well.
I mean, they finished fourth last year and they had a stack of injuries. So if they stay fit this year, are they as good potentially as Cowboys and Roosters if all firing? I don't think they are. I think they might be just a shade off them. But on consistency, I think they're definitely as good as those teams, especially considering Origin and the lot.
Yeah, well, sporting bet odds for them: premiership $10, minors $8, top four $2.50, top eight $1.45, to miss the eight $2.65, 15.5 wins. I'd probably go under on that one, but overs and unders is $1.87.
Go the pennies.
Canterbury Bulldogs, the grand finalists, the team that knocked them out. Finished seventh, ended up the runners up, 13th in attack. Their attack was disgusting. 6th in defence, 13 and 11. They've done well in the department, and no surprise, they haven't ridiculous... I don't know how they get some of these deals over the line or how they've still got this team together, to be honest. They've obviously got a lot of third parties, but Brett Morris comes in. That's, outstanding. You've got both Morrises. You get Leishman at 9. Yeah, he's not 100% proven yet, but you've picked up the best young 9 possible, so if it doesn't work for a year or two, you haven't lost anything, really. And, you pick up Curtis Rona, who's a proven try-scorer, plays centre wing, big physical. So I looked at their lineup. I went through, and I don't really see many holes now if everything clicks. I think fullback's still the only real question.
You want to go into scenarios. They were, 80 minutes away from not even playing finals footy because they lost to the Gold Coast in round 26. I think if the Warriors won by 5 or more or whatever, they were out in that game at Penrith, which was the last game of the year. Penrith did them a favour and won. In the end, it ended up coming back to bite Penrith, but... For me, I'm very unconvinced by the Bulldogs. I think they had a really hot and cold season last year. They strung together, obviously, enough wins to get them in the eight. Look at the roster. I mean, they've got a ridiculous roster. There's no secret that they're probably going to be around about the eight again, but I just think they got, not lucky, but they were lucky enough to play their best 3 weeks of footy in the finals.
Well, the way I'm looking at it, I think this is what Dez is going to do. This is not what I'd do, but he's going to have Morris at fullback, Parrott on the wing, Josh Morris and Lafayette in the centres, Rona on the other wing, Reynolds Hodkinson, Tolman and Graham with Leisha playing 9, Jackson Williams on the edges, Eastwood at lock, Clemmer, Cassiano, Pritchard and Mbai most likely off the bench. And then on top of that, they've still got Lloyd Parrott in waiting. Tim Brown was pretty good. He can come up. They brought Kafusi over. They got Cook or Mbai, like I said, depending if Mbai is in there as far as depth in the backs. You got Thompson, who was really good, real solid last year, and they've also got Chase Stanley. So depth not as strong, but the top end of that squad is ridiculous. Yep. And fullback's the only issue, and I think he's got to change his style of play. Now that Leash is there, he can't play this, just tip it out there, forwards do the passing. He's going to have to play more, get in pairs, punch in numbers, push up, let Leash get out of 9. I think the halves need to open up a little bit. But
Especially with the new interpretations.
And the biggest thing for me is the back line got a lot better. Last year it was just Laffey. Morris was hurt, didn't go out of ball. Now he's got both the Morrises and Laffey and Rona. He's got a very big physical back line that can score points. But it's all down to fullback. Would you play Brett Morris, Perrott, or Corey Thompson?
Well, wasn't Curtis Rona a fullback at the Cowboys?
No. He played centres in his juniors at the Roosters. He locked down centre and then he played wing.
Yeah, I don't know who I'd play fullback. It wouldn't be Brett Morris.
I'd have to try Corey Thompson. I've said this to you. He was in our feeder at Melbourne at the East Tigers, and I watched him play. I know Q Cup, but he was awesome at fullback as a ball player, and he's a good ball runner.
But I guess the money for Brett Morris, you're going to put in there to see if he can do it.
He probably will, but I think if he's...
If Brett Morris watched any
of that East Tigers football, I think he's got to think about it as far as the link play is concerned. He's similar build to Barber. I know that's not the best thing in the world, but they need a link player at the back.
Yeah.
Halves need to get better. It's because they have a pretty solid seven and a forced six in Reynolds, who's enthusiastic.
Yeah.
They're probably my biggest issue. I don't mind Hodgkinson, but I don't like Reynolds as a six, to be honest. Forward pack's ridiculous, though. Graham and Tolman, you know what you're going to get. Jackson, Williams... still yet to perform. Clemmer got an Australian jersey. Cassiano needs to be healthy. Pritchard, Eastwood. If everything goes well, especially now they've mended the back line, to me it's just fullback. And I love Leisha.
Yeah.
So I've got them finishing second.
Got them finishing eighth. Fair enough. Just based on last year. As I said to you, I think they played their best three weeks of footy in the finals.
Mm. Well, I'm just going off, like I said.
And I think, I've got a feeling that Michael Ennis had... his influence carried over more than
he's just a great player, and he was a great man.
I think
the club.
Carried off more than off the field, on the field. I think there was a lot of stuff off the field.
Huge, massive. So, but I'm just saying, Leisha,
I think he still might be a year or two away from.
I see a dynamic here. All I'm getting at. I think if the dynamic of Leisha's style of play, which is getting out of dummy half off, you know, solid runs, if they play a little more power footy with a side they potentially, I mean, we know they have a good pack.
I think they're going to struggle defensively because they're so big and the rules. Benefit a side that is so massive across the park.
Yeah, well,
they have to be fit.
I reckon that's going to help them in the ruck too on the attacking side. So if they can hold them there, it's a bit of a double edged sword for them.
Yeah,
but they're in there as well with the favourites. They're $7 to win the premiership. Minor premiership $6. Top four $2.20. Top eight $1.28. To miss the eight, they're $3.45. 15.5 wins over and under. It's both. $1.87. And we move on to our last team here, the South Sydney Rabbitohs. They finished third last year and then went on to win the premiership. They were third in attack, first in defence, 16 wins, 8 losses. And end of the year, their record wasn't great their last couple of games. I think they were 2 from 6 or 3 and 6. They were 50-50, but they did what you need to do. They got it right at the right time of the year.
Well, they did.
They had Keary come in, gave them a new dynamic.
And they were 12-0 down. Like, I watched the preliminary finals about three nights ago. They were 12-0 down in that game. They'd lost the last two preliminary finals in a row. I think they led Manly 12-0 and got rolled the year before. There are a lot of demons they had to overcome, and then all the pressure of the grand final. So, an amazing year for South, but for me, it just hasn't started well, has it? The tick of the calendar over to 2015.
Nah.
It hasn't started well at all.
You got to look at it last year.
And they've lost Burgess and Teo, who were just unbelievable in the grand final and that finals run.
And that's what I was about to get at. I look
Burgess,
at it
just their best player by a country mile.
I barked all last year. They needed a new dynamic in the halves in Keary to unlock things. And as soon as he got there, Luke was better for it. Inglis was better for it. Reynolds was better for it. Sutton and Reynolds didn't work because Sutton just crashes it in. Reynolds doesn't take the line enough, doesn't create enough. When Keary got there, everything got unlocked, and when Orvar went there from Melbourne, Maguire knew what he was getting. They fixed up that back line. The only spot in that side was maybe, you know, Dave Tyrrell playing, but that was covered up by three Burgesses and Teo, and whoever took that one wing spot, which Dakiri locked up. But now, Orvar gone, both those players, you said, they're facing the potential of having a new edge of Joel Reddy and Bryson Goodwin. So to me, that's already exposed with Sutton there, who struggled the year prior when they got carved up by Manly. That was the edge that got torn to pieces week in, week out. Reynolds, Sutton, Goodwin and Reddy. So I'm already worried about that left-hand side. Number two, you brought it up again. Burgess and Teo are gone. Tim Grant comes. I'm not his biggest fan. Chris McQueen is an Origin backer, but he doesn't even start for his club side. So is he going to step up to the plate?
I'm worried about Tim Grant fitting into that system. I mean, he doesn't have great leg speed. He doesn't really have an offload. He can't pass the ball.
I think Tom and George are going to be left to carry the brunt.
Then again, Michael Maguire...
he's a good coach.
Yeah, exactly. He might have a few tricks up his sleeve. But that's very hard to change a player's style and skill set at that age. But Tim Grant's an Origin player, so we'll see.
I think Tom and George
couldn't get a run at Penrith last year.
Tom and George are going to have to carry things. They've lost Kyle Turner, so they, you know, that's the other thing. Depth is not great this time.
Well, I heard today that Kyle Turner potentially could play round one.
Well,
the scans have come back. Well, I don't know. I've heard conflicting stories.
I hope that's the case for him, because that's a brutal injury. But they've got Johnston and Walker. You know, you got speed to burn there. You got GI. You got a great spine with Kieran Reynolds and Luke. I know what you're going to get out of George and Tom. They're going to make yards for you. And I think Chris Grabsmill, who I was begging to play last year, they won the comp, so I can't knock him, but he's going to play this year. He played well in that Indigenous game.
He's a gun.
Him, Clark, I think, will be there with Turner and Burgess. Glenn Stewart's my big question mark, just because he's not been healthy for 4 years. I want him to play well. His best football is brilliant.
He's good.
But if he's injured, it's a waste of money. They've forked out for him.
Yeah.
But my biggest thing, and I said this to you, I think there's going to be too much pass happy going on the edges. Losing Burgess, losing Tao, they lost Anger. You've lost hole runners, you've lost damage, and, you know, good offloads punching to the line. I think Sutton and Stewart are too pass happy, and I can't trust McQueen yet to be a starter. So I think the back row is going to be an issue. I think that left edge might be a bit of an issue with Goodwin and Reddy. I think it's really going to be on the spine and the Burgesses and Walker and Johnston, to be honest.
Yeah.
And they can't get injuries. There's not much depth there. Well-known depth. Dave Tyrrell, Ben Lowe, yeah, but Crichton, Sorensen, Gozlowski, no one really knows them. Backline, Aaron Gray, Sam Manamalua, he's a good up-and-comer. But then other than that, it's Daryl Millard's come back after 6 years away. Tecorfa, I never heard of him. Ed Murphy, young guy. There's not a lot of depth.
Eddie Murphy.
So where have you got them finishing?
Fourth.
I've got them fifth. But, Spine and those couple of players, they're going to have to step it up a notch. He has to fix that left edge. I'm really worried about that.
Mm.
The odds for them, sporting bet odds, premiership, they're the favourites, equal favourites, $6. Minor premiership, $6. Top four, $1.95. Top eight, $1.25. And to miss the eight, $3.70. Wins, 17.5. That's huge. Over is $2.25. Under is $1.60. That brings us to the end of the previews, Brock. We now have our ladders, so we'll quickly run through them. For me, I've got the Raiders, 16th. The Titans, 15th. The Knights, 14th. The Tigers, 13th. Eels, 12th. Dragons, 11th. Broncos, 10th. Sharks, 9th. Warriors, 8th. Storm, 7th. Panthers, 6th. Souths, 5th. Eagles, 4th. Cowboys, 3rd. Dogs, 2nd. And the Roosters, 1st.
All right, I've got the Raiders, 16th. The Titans, 15th. The Dragons, 14th. The Knights, 13th. The Eels, 12th. The Sharks, 11th. The Tigers, 10th. The Broncos, 9th. The Dogs, 8th. Manly, 7th. Storm 6, Warriors 5, Souths 4, Cowboys 3, Panthers 2, Roosters 1. Who do you think will win the comp?
Well, this is what we're about to run through. Quick fire to finish things up with our predictions for the year. Premiers, I reckon the Cowboys.
Yeah,
even though Cowboys. We've pretty much said that every year, I've got to go them.
I think it's in tiers. I think the Cowboys and the Roosters, for me, are the two that stand out when you look at their rosters, their draws.
All around.
And then below that, you'd be looking at Penrith, Souths, Warriors, Storm.
All those kind of teams. Dogs. What about your minors? I've got the Roosters.
Minor premiers, yeah, I think the Roosters will get it.
If Origin doesn't really affect them, things hold together, And Spoon.
And they cruised last year. They fluffed and duffed and still got there.
Still got there. Spoon, I think, is unanimous. We've both gone the Raiders. I was close to the Titans, but I'm not. Yeah, Dark Horse. And like I said, we've changed this year. We've got Slider, Improver and Dark Horse, because before we had Slider and Dark Horse, but to me, there's a difference. Improve, you know, making your way up. Dark Horse, I mean, someone legitimately you think can win the comp who's not really been talked about.
The Broncos.
Yep.
I've got the Broncos as the Dark Horse. Right. Just because I think
I agree with
there's
you.
So many different factors that go into the Broncos.
I think a lot needs to happen, but it's possible. Mine's still Manly after all the talk. I think with that spine, that back line, and if a few of those forwards just do a job, there's too much quality in that spine for them not to be considered. Just like Melbourne every year, they both have to be considered a threat.
Yeah.
What about your Slider?
I got Manly.
Yeah, I've got Souths. I know fifth isn't a massive four, but I don't know. The back row scares me. That left edge scares me.
Mm.
They've got a ridiculously good side still, but I think that's if you can fix that, they can go close to winning the comp again.
Yeah. Okay.
But that Tim Grant, I think they'll be a little bit too pass happy, and that left edge really worries me. But biggest improver, I think this is not rocket science. The Sharks.
I got the Warriors.
Yeah. Well, they only just missed out last year.
Yeah, I just think they're not going to start like they did last year.
Well,
and I think that alone is going to see him into the finals.
Well, I think the Sharks is not rocket science. Mate,
they lost their first five or six last year.
No, they were like two and six. And four or something like that.
I think they were and two and six.
And then McFadden took over, they lost two, and then they got in a roll and won like six in a row.
Two and six, two of their first eight. I mean, and almost made the finals. That's ridiculous.
Mm. Well, mine's the Sharks, and I think they could potentially make the eight if their forwards stay healthy, the halves work out, and I think they've patched up the back line, but it's not hard to improve from where they were.
Mm.
Dally M. Medal, Jonathan Thurston for me.
Yeah, I've
just been. Every year it's pretty easy to pick that.
Well, if you're going to pick them to win the comp and be up there, well, he's going to have a big stake in it.
If he stays healthy.
I think a real dark horse, Mitchell Pearce. I thought he had a great year last year. If he can improve on that. If
things work out, I'm with you there. I had a look at him in the sporting bet odds, to be honest, and top point scorer?
I've got Maloney. I think they're just going to score a lot of points.
Well, I think Johnson, for that same reason, even if they don't finish high, you know they're going to score just tries.
Maloney almost won it last year, and he didn't really have his greatest year. I think this year's a contract year for him. He's got to really stand up, I think. He's got it written all over him.
Top try scorer?
Tupou.
Yeah, I've got Tupou as well. Either him or Hiku, I think, just because of who they play on the end of.
Yeah, it'd be easier to go Alex Johnson.
Yeah.
Because obviously,
yeah, I don't think they're going to be as good. Again, like I said,
point-wise. It's a tough one to pick.
Certainly is tough, and I think this top eight and who can finish in the top four of the minor premiership is going to be very tough as well. But for now, mate, that's everything. We've given our ladders, first through to 16th, given our predictions for the year.
Yep, not far away. We'll be back, Tuesday or Wednesday before the comp starts for a
round one preview.
And have a chat to a few guests.
MG, gossip most likely coming on that first week.
It'll be packed.
But make sure, guys, you get over to audioboom.com. No longer Podomatic, www.audioboom.com. That's our new home for the podcast. Make sure you're first, everybody, and get fired up for a big 2015.
Bring it on. Give us more. Where are you going? What's going on here? Is that it?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.